The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. And thank you for joining us today. It's been a couple of weeks. That's all right, though. Want to talk about something that was on my mind this morning. But first, I want to give you an exciting spoiler. I am excited. I am starting some new things, health-wise, business-wise. And I'm excited to share more details about that with you in the future. And part of the reason I've made this decision and doing something new, for kind of a side hustle, is I've kind of plateaued in my health. And so I'm looking for ways to kind of get over that hump, get over that plateau. And that's what I want to talk about today. If you follow me on Instagram, a couple weeks ago, I posted a picture that I think from 2017, I went back in, I got an app called, I think it's called Healthy Scale. And it had my weigh-ins back several years. And this April, I was at my lowest weight of any April since 2017. And that weight has fluctuated. I'm like a lot of people in that when the new year starts, you start off with a bang, you start off full tilt, you do well for a couple of months, and then you plateau, you hit a wall, and you stop making progress. And sometimes you not only stop making progress, you actually regress. And the joke that I've made, and it's not a joke, but I've made a joke of it, is that every spring I'm able to lose 20 pounds, and every fall I gain 30 pounds. That is a true statement, what I just said. There's been several springs. I've started off at 240, got down to 220, 225, and then by the fall, I'm back up to 245, 250. And so this morning, so last week, I had had about 6 consecutive weeks of working out 6 days a week. And then last Wednesday, started having some pain. Probably about 4 years ago, I developed an umbilical hernia. And last fall, probably last August, just had a couple of days after a workout where it was killing me. Like, I was pretty much in the bed for about 2 days, and just I know what you're saying. Well, Heath, need to get that checked. Went to the doctor. They did x-rays. They didn't see anything. Really had no explanation for why, you know, what was causing the pain. And so, had not had that since August. Again, had that. I probably had it like 3 times in a month. Hadn't had that since then. Had worked out well. And then last Wednesday, I noticed kind of a little bit of pain. Thursday woke up with it and was like, you know, I'm gonna make a decision. I'm gonna listen to my body. I'm not gonna go to the gym today. I did the same thing Friday. Friday the pain wasn't as bad. Then Saturday morning, got up. You said, you know what? Feeling pretty good. I'm gonna go do my cardio, but I'm not gonna lift weights. I'm still gonna listen to my body, and I'm gonna do my cardio. I'm gonna listen to my body while I'm doing that cardio. I didn't have any problems, didn't have any issues. A little bit of soreness over the weekend, went in today, did my workout, what I normally do is I get home from a Monday workout and I weigh myself, and I have gained weight. Now, initially, I saw those numbers pop up on the scale, and my heart sank. I was like, oh, what in the world? And then, as your mind does, your mind, I forget where I was reading this. Our minds may have been listening to, a book. I think I was listening to a Brené Brown book, Atlas of the Heart. That might have been the one. And our minds do not like uncertainty. Our minds don't like unfinished business. Our minds don't like unanswered questions. So when I saw 232 pop up on the scale, which is up from about 224 a couple weeks ago, when I saw that, my mind's like, all right, was it this? I mean, my mind just starts going down trying to figure out what happened. And my mind starts panicking. And that's what our brains do. And what I had to do in that moment, I said, I took control. I took control of the situation. I took control of my mind. The Bible says we need to take every thought captive. That's a physical, mental action. It is something that we do. And in that moment, in about 10 seconds, where my mind went about a gazillion different directions, I took control. It's like, wait, okay? Heath, you've been doing everything right. Your diet hasn't been perfect. But the scale isn't the end-all be-all. The scale is not the defining factor. The scale is not... the scale does not define me. Because a couple of weeks ago, when I did my monthly measurements, my measurements were tracking great. I think our bodies, I think especially with what I've been doing, I think my body's still like, what are you doing? You are out of your mind. What is all this exercise? We are not used to this. We actually protest this. And so my body's just been retaining a lot of water to really protect itself, which is good. That's a natural thing. I'm not just trying to lose weight. I'm trying to build muscle. I'm trying to build strength. I'm not interested in being, if I'm being honest, I'm not interested in being skinny. I'm interested in being healthy. And what has happened, and this whole podcast, my whole life, the whole Facebook page, the whole Facebook group, all of that, it is about growth. The Heath Mulliken Project is about me being the guinea pig and seeing what it takes to grow emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically into the best version of myself. And I put myself out there. I am brutally honest on here. Because it's all about leaving breadcrumbs. And I know for a fact there's somebody listening to this, or you're listening to this and you know somebody who needs to hear this, because every year at the same time, you hit that same plateau. Maybe you started the year you were reading your Bible. Maybe you started the year and you were journaling. Maybe you started the year and you were trying to start new habits. And you hit a wall every year. And every year the same thing happens and you're just not quite sure how to overcome. You're not sure how to get past that plateau. And I will tell you, the number one thing keeping you from getting to that next level, it's yourself. It's your subconscious mind. It's that part of our minds that does not like tension. It does not like pressure. It does not like change. It doesn't really even like growth. So it's easy to regress. That's why, you know, if you know me, I follow Dr. Caroline Leaf. It takes 3 21-day cycles, 63 days, to form a new thought pattern, to form a new habit. And that's why, you know, this morning I'm recording this. It's May the 1st. I got up this morning. I went to the gym. You know, I got in the car and I'm going to the gym. And I sat there and I took a deep breath and I'm like, oh my goodness. Last year, I would not have gone to the gym today. Last year, Thursday, not going to the gym. Friday, not going to the gym. That would have stopped it. I would have just stopped going to the gym. And I got in the car. And I was backing out of my driveway. And I had this. And that's when kind of this whole thought process today. And you can tell, I mean, I'm getting emotional about this. Because when you see, yourself changing, and when you see yourself growing, and you see yourself overcoming things that you haven't been able to overcome before, that's pretty emotional. And as I pulled out of my driveway, I had this sense of accomplishment, because 90% of growth is showing up. And I'm going to tell you, and we've talked about this before. I did a show on this before. How there's like this 10 seconds in the morning where you decide. You decide you're going to stay in bed or you decide you're going to get up. It's 10 seconds. Maybe even less than that. It's 10 seconds. There's 10 seconds of resistance. And I'm going to tell you, I felt no resistance this morning. I got up and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to modify my workout. I'm going to lift weights today. I'm going to modify my workout to not injure myself further, to not aggravate this injury, to not cause any more pain. I had a pain-free workout. I had a very intense workout. I burned a lot of calories. I was pretty satisfied. And one thing that I'm doing to overcome my plateau is, you know, really push myself this morning. This morning, let me catch you up. So for a while there, my warm-up was 10 minutes on the treadmill at 3 miles per hour, 20 on the incline. And that's what I was doing to warm myself up. Where I'm at now, my warm-up is 16 minutes. And that first minute, I'm at 2.5 miles per hour. And I actually, when I was doing the incline, got up to 3.2 walking miles per hour. Now, that first minute is 2.5 miles per hour. That second minute's 3.5 miles per hour. I'm up to 3.5. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that's my progress. And then when I started running maybe a month ago, I was running 4 miles an hour, up that to 5 miles an hour. So on the even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, I run for that minute. I'm doing this as high interval intermittent training, not HIIT training. You've heard it, where you push yourself for a minute and then back down. But I'm running for that. I'm running 5 miles per hour for a minute, and then I'm just back down to the 3.5 miles per hour walking. So I've increased that intensity in the walking and the running, and I've already decided, okay, next week I'm going to up that to maybe 5.1, just incrementally increasing that speed a little bit. And then I did the same kind of chest and back workout, but I did more rounds, less weight. Again, just really monitoring my body, just kind of, like there was this one point I was doing the incline bench press, and I was like, man, my body's probably like, what are you doing? Because normally I lift pretty quick, and I was lifting slow intentionally. Why do I tell you all that? The only way past a plateau is to adapt and to increase the intensity. It's the only way past a plateau. The problem is when our bodies and our minds, when we hit a plateau, the normal thing is, again, a plateau is you're meeting some resistance there. And our normal reaction to that is to crawl into a hole. Man, I don't like this resistance. I don't like this. I'm gonna crawl in the hole. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna mess with this. No matter what you're trying to do. Now, I had a Facebook memory pop up yesterday of a goal that I had a couple of Mays ago, several years ago. And I didn't reach those goals. And those goals are still out there. And you have two choices when you don't reach a goal. You can beat yourself up about it. You can tell yourself you can't do it. You can tell yourself you're a moron for even having that goal. Or you can say, okay, why didn't I reach that goal? And what will happen most of the time, you will realize, okay, I set an unrealistic goal. If I set a goal of dunking a basketball, that's an unrealistic goal. A realistic goal is, can I increase my vertical jump? And how can I do that? No, I'm never going to dunk a basketball. I'm 5'6". Okay. Full disclosure, I'm 5'5". And 48 years old with a torn meniscus. Like, I don't need to dunk a basketball. But can I increase my vertical jump? That's what I'm saying. You reevaluate the goal. You break it down into bite-sized points, parts, and you make it attainable. And you say, you know what? I'm going to learn from that. That's it. As I'm looking back and I'm like, all right, what kept me at this weight loss plateau? And it was my thinking. I was doing the right actions. Eating right. Exercising. But we get to a point where we feel like our progress should be more than it is. Because we've got those unrealistic expectations. And so much of life is just staying the course. Staying the course, making a few adjustments, increasing that intensity. Listening. Listening to our bodies, listening. But taking control. Taking control of our thoughts. Being positive. Being realistic. And just keeping going. And not getting discouraged. Now, all of us are different. So what it takes for me not to get discouraged may be a little different from you. But the number one thing we've got to have to keep from getting discouraged is faith. Faith, for me, again, I'm speaking from my experience, faith, the guy wants me to be healthy. He wants me to be physically, emotionally, spiritually healthy. He wants that for me. And he has given me the intellect and the ability to get there. Okay? He wants me to have an abundant life. He wants me, God, you know, God willing, when the time comes, to be able to get on the floor and play with my grandkids down the line. To be able to take a long walk on the beach without having to stop to rest. To be able to enjoy life. To be able to have the physical ability to serve others and to take care of others. The second thing is, and this is the same for all of us, you got to have a team. You have to have people in your life who are encouraging you, pushing you, holding you accountable. I'm so grateful for my accountability partners. And that I'm able to share my struggles with them. I'm so grateful for that. And you gotta have a plan. None of this stuff happens by accident. You gotta have a plan for your time, a plan for your energy, a plan for your money, a plan for your health. You gotta have a plan. And some of that I suck at. But I'm getting better. I suck right now, but I'm not gonna suck at it forever. I want to leave you with this. Here's the example from this weekend. Went to a pottery class. A friend had a gift certificate, so we went and did this pottery class, and I highly recommend it. Oh my goodness, it was addictive because the young man named Jackson. We went to Hollowed Earth Pottery there in Greenville. The young man named Jackson. They do like a 30-minute demo. He shows you the steps of how to mold your clay, and then you walk through, and basically you get to make two items, and then they kind of fire it and do all the stuff to it and color it, and then you go pick it up. Both the things that I made looked exactly the same, because I made the same mistakes on both of them. And what happened is, when I was finishing up my second piece, the information that Jackson had been trying to give me, and he's not just telling me, like he's literally there holding my hands and showing me kind of what to do, what I'm doing wrong and what I need to do right. And by the time I finished that second one, I was like, dude, I got this now. Let's make a third one. But the class was over. But that's the thing, is that those two pottery things, which I'll be able to use them, like, are they perfect? No. But they're going to be a reminder to me that you have to realize what you did wrong. You have to realize the mistakes you made. And you have to adapt. And I think what happened for me today is I realized it really hit me. Okay, why have I hit this plateau the last 5 years? And what am I going to do to overcome it? So what plateau have you hit? Maybe you've hit an emotional plateau. Maybe you've hit a spiritual plateau. Maybe you've hit a physical plateau. Whatever it is, don't give up. That's rule number one. Don't give up. Plateaus are going to happen in every area of our life. Plateaus are going to happen. It's just a part of life. It's a natural part of the life cycle. It's going to happen. The question is, what separates people is how they deal with those plateaus. So I want to encourage you today to really examine things, to not be discouraged, and to figure out the steps necessary. And sometimes that takes a coach. I'd be happy to talk with you about that. Sometimes it takes a coach to help us understand what we did wrong and get to the next step. Jackson's there. Jackson's the one telling me, hey, this is what you're doing wrong. This is how you do it correctly. And then I had the opportunity to try and do it correctly. And I didn't get it right, but I was on the right path. So if Jackson hadn't been there, I'd have been totally hopeless. You don't have to live in a land that's from the plateau backwards. You don't have to live in that country. You can get to the promised land on the other side of that plateau. And then here's a spoiler alert. When you get over this plateau, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line, you're going to hit another plateau. But now you're going to have the tools to overcome. You're going to have the tools to keep going. The Bible says that His divine power has given us everything we need for righteousness and godliness and really to live the life He's created us to live. But we don't live like that all the time. And we may not live like that half the time. But I believe in you. I believe in you. May not even know you, but I believe in you. Because I believe we all have talents and abilities and potential. And I believe life is about discovering your purpose, discovering your passion, and discovering the possibilities. And that's what I want to help you do. Thank you for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. I'm excited to share kind of where I'm at in my journey with you. I'm excited. Good things are happening. So God bless you all. I hope you have a great day. It is May. Holy cow, it's May 2023. What are we going to do? What are you going to do with this month? Make something happen. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.